is David Gibson, and our show today is on the sound and frequencies of love, and based on, we just had God, I'm already blanking out. We just had Valentine's Day yesterday, and so we're looking at the whole energy and frequency of love to continue resonating it. And our intention is that you may find the love you want in personal relationships, and if not, completely reconnect with that universal love that you are. But before we get started, let's talk about some of the things going at the school. We've got, if you're in the area, we've got an open house tomorrow from 1 to 6. We're going to be doing meditations and sharing a lot of information on sound healing, how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have a concert on Friday, February 21st with Karma Moffat, who plays a full range of Tibetan bowls and Tibetan horns and bells, and he's got like over 100 little sound makers that are from all over the world, and it's quite an amazing chakra treatment. And so that's Friday, February 21st. Also, I'm going to Bali on March 18th to the 23rd. So if you're anywhere in Australia or anywhere or even not, and you can make it to Bali, I'm speaking, I'm one of the main presenters at the Bali Spirit Festival. I'm really excited to be going to Bali. And that's, again, March 18th to the 23rd in Bali, Indonesia. We also have now scheduled our next Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat at Stewart Hot Springs, and that's August 30th and 31st. It's $145 until May 1st. Last year we sold out, and it's a beautiful place. It's at Stewart Springs, where they have tubs with hot water in it, amazing healing water, and it's right on this roaring river. And then we go up on the mountain on September 1st. If you want to stay an extra day, we're going to do a little meditation up on the mountain. And it's really quite amazing, because, of course, Mount Shasta's got some really powerful energy there. It's one of the most powerful sacred sites on the planet. You know? And also, they say there's 3 million Lemurians inside Mount Shasta, humming all the time, humming in bliss all the time. So we often tune into their energy as well. We also have, on Friday, March 7th, we're doing a meetup where everybody's going to do a healing on each other. So a whole group works on one person. If you don't have any experience, don't worry at all. We'll show you how to do it. Just come with good intention. And it's so amazing when you get a treatment from, like, you know, 10 or even 20 people just making sound all around you. It's really powerful. And that's Friday, March 7th. It's only $5 for that. Then we have all our classes. We have the certificate program at the Institute that is starting again on May 19th, and that's a 3.5-month program. We also have the intensive, which is really cool. You can come from out of town, and you can even stay at the school for $200 for the whole 2 weeks. We have one intensive June 8th to the 21st, and then if you want to complete the certificate program, you can do the second intensive from August 4th, or it might be August 3rd to the 16th. And or you could finish the second half online as well. And that's every day from like 10 to 9:30 every day. So you're totally immersed in it. You get in the zone, and it's like you go deeper and deeper, and it's amazingly transformative. So there's also hotels around if you don't want to stay here. At the school, we don't have beds or showers, but there is a YMCA really close. So again, the first one is June 8th through the 21st, and if you pay in full, you can get $200 off by March 1st, and that would be $1,285 instead of $1,485 for the 2 weeks. And then if you want to do the whole certificate, you get another $200 off on that. If you pay for the certificate starting March 19th, you can also get think it's $300 off. I forget. You definitely get a discount if you pay by March 1st for the full certificate, the 3-month version as well. I think it's $400 you get off. No, $300, because it's $300 because we lowered the price for the whole certificate at the Institute to $2,300. So you can get $300 off, so it would only be $2,000. So we've lowered the price just so we can get more students in and share more what we're doing, you know, so because we're getting a lot of funding for stuff, so money's not as big a deal anymore. We really want to just share a lot more. So it's a really great price for a 3-month certificate program. You won't find a program like that that inexpensive anywhere, you know, although we're one of the main ones anyway. You won't find anything like what we do anyway. And that's the first semester of the degree program. The certificate is the first semester, so you can continue into the degree program. We have all these classes online, which works really well. And you're welcome to on the website, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com/online2.html, online2.html, you'll find the whole info on the classes online. And there's a video, that's why I wanted to tell you, there's a video where you can watch an example of an online class there. And it's very cool. It's very effective, very powerful what we do. We've got people, like 3 people from Australia, 1 from South Africa, 1 from Turkey, 1 from Portugal, and then people all over the U.S. right now in the class right now. It's really cool to do toning and when you're surrounding the whole planet, you know. So we also have the audio production program starting May 19th, and we do that online as well. We've got an intensive version of that in the middle of end of June to the 1st of August. And then we've also got our store here. We've got sound chairs, sound tables, all types of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, and we've got tons of online treatments and treatments here at the Institute that we do. We can find your soul note. We had the class today. We found the soul note of everybody in class. It's really interesting. So it's really nice when you know where home is and you know what frequency that is, and you can play a song or a bowl in that frequency and get you back to home. I love my bee bowl. I'm a bee. I'm the note of bee, and when I play my bee bowl, I just go into bliss. I go into groundedness is what I go into groundedness and presence, because it's really just that note. It's so nice when you really get it down so you know your note. And so whenever you're challenged by anything that takes you away from your frequency, you just go back to that note when you finally get it down. And then that note is where you're at peace. That's the definition of your soul note, when you're at peace. So anyway, we do that online, and we also do it here at the Institute as well. So today, we're looking at the frequencies of love, and you can look at love, well, from a frequency perspective. It's interesting when you look at it. We've talked about this a bit. We're going to go in a little different perspective today. I want to talk about the frequency of love for loving relationships. Like, I've got it down. I can't. Hardly anybody's got it down now completely. Seems like it's really quite challenging, loving relationships. But if you look at love as a frequency, it could be a frequency or a pitch. Frequency is more detailed. You know, every pitch, it can be like 40 different frequencies. So like the note of A can be like 40 different frequencies and still be A. So frequency is more precise than pitch. So you can look at love from a frequency or pitch perspective. You can look at love from a timbre perspective. That's the tone. What sounds, what instruments, what vowels are the best? What Sanskrit C syllables are the best for resonating love? You can also, of course, look at the music that resonates love. But it's interesting when you look at music from whether it resonates love, personal love, because most music is about personal love, you know. And it's interesting. This is one thing that's really funny about music. most love songs are very sad. They're in the minor key, and they have a bit of sadness to them. But, you know, if you just... Here, let's do this, okay. If you tune into love, it's not sad. The pure essence of love is not sad. Okay, so let's do a little exercise, a little experiential here. Okay. Bring love into your heart now. Feel it completely. Feel it in every cell of your body. Feel it through all of your auras. Feel it as a bubble, like you're in this whole bubble of love. Now, if that feeling had a sound, make it out loud. That sound that you just made, I bet, and that I just made for sure, is not sad. There is no sadness to that at all. It's totally, ooh. So often, the sad part, I thought, okay, why is love sad? Well, because it's often attached to loss of love, which is quite sad. And there's tons of songs that are very sad about loss of love. She left me again. She left me again. You know, you know, there's tons of really sad songs. And they're kind of like, some of them are kind of like ridiculous. I mean, there's this one song I heard that's actually was a hit song in the country music. And it's all about this woman crying over this guy that left her. You know, and it's like, I think, God, you know, love yourself. Love yourself. You know, although we do get attached, you know, I mean, but there's a certain level of attachment that's not healthy. You know? So there's, you know, the aspect of sadness is often about loss, but there's also the good part of sadness in a song is it brings you into your feeling body, out of your head. When you're sad, you're not in your head anymore. A lot of people think sadness sucks. Sadness is sweet. We're not talking depression and such, but sadness is very sweet. And the sweetest thing about it is it gets you out of your head into feeling again. Feeling, because when you're just like, I mean, when you're in your head, there's no connection to anything. It's just all relative. You know, but when you're feeling something and really feeling your body, this energy of love, you know, well, this, when you're feeling anything, the sadness that makes you feel sad, then that's a portal to feeling love. Because it's hard to feel love go from your head straight to love. Some people can do it when they, because some, a lot of people have the love thing down. They know how to resonate love. They know how to transmit love. They know how to give love. But a lot of people only do love if they receive it, you know. And when people are in their head, often it's like a jump to go from thinking to love. But sadness brings us out of our head into our feeling body where love lives. Sadness is not love, but it gets us, it's a portal to get us back to that place because love, I mean, you can talk about love. We can talk about the frequencies of love all, you know, for hours and never feel it. So I like to do the thing where what we just did where you actually feel it. Isn't that funny? You can talk about love for hours and never feel it. We could talk about the frequencies of love for hours and never feel it. Because we're in our head. In our head. So the sadness part is cool, you know. And but then there's another interesting thing that I've discovered that's really one of the coolest things of music about love. And that's when you start out with the sadness. Then you take this sad chord progression or sad melody and you bring it into full power. I don't know if I can do it because I'm not a great singer. I can play stuff, but I won't sing well. Let's see. So if we take something that's really sad here like this, I bet I can pull it off here. Okay. So everybody send me good energy to pull this off. Okay. So I'm not feeling like I'm on stage now because I get stage fright. Right. Okay. Okay. So, okay. Send good energy. Send love. Send love. Okay. Here we go. And I'll do like a sad song, sad aspect of love. Hi, hi, hi. But when you take that into full power, see, that's a little sad. It's a little sad, and it's cool. It brings you into a feeling. Hi, hi, hi. But when you take that into power, it's amazing. I've never done this before. Let's see if it works. Yeah. Hi, hi, hi. Transforms the sadness into power, because sadness is often associated with weakness. But when you take sadness and do power with it, now you're accessing a whole nother energy, and that's really amazing. Because there's a lot of my CD Power of Love. We actually get very powerful. We get intensely powerful, screaming, but it's all about the energy of love, and really just resonating it from a power perspective, which is very cool. Let me play a song that is the essence of love here. And the reason I say it's the essence of love, this song is called Unconditional Love, but it's what I've done is, well, I've told this story a bunch of times, but let me tell it again. You know, I used to play this song when I had panic attacks, and years ago, and the panic attack would go away. I'd start crying, and the panic attack would go away, because I believe love is the antidote for anxiety and panic. But then we did a lot of research with Parkinson's patients, and this one woman came in, and she was going to get on the sound table, and her tremors were so bad that she couldn't lay on the table. And I thought, and then she said, oh, you know, Parkinson's is just like having a panic attack all the time. I just was like, oh my God, really? And then it popped in my head, Unconditional Love. We'll just play it on the headphones. And I played this song on the headphones, and within 5 minutes, her tremors were completely gone. And she said, she was in tears at the end too. She said, you know what she said? She says, the movement of the rhythm in the song matched my muscles, and it made it so I could stop shaking. That was really interesting. Okay. Now, this song also has codes from a company called NutraEnergetics embedded in it. So it's got a little extra thing going on with the energy of love. But probably the most powerful thing about this song is I held the intention and energy of universal love while actually recording the song and mixing it. And the cello player that played on it, I made sure she was in that energy as well. So we did a whole meditation before I let her play. So let's go ahead and listen to this and resonate this energy of unconditional universal love. You know, the whole trick with loving relationships is to get all the love you need from the universe first. To really bring that energy in and resonate it in yourself. You can either bring it in or you can just resonate it. But really, that's the trick, because the second you're completely filled up with this universal love, you no longer are needy. You no longer need anything from anybody. And then what happens is you just merge. I just saw this really cool video on YouTube of this guy, David Data. And it was kind of interesting because he said in the beginning, we start off with just kind of loving everybody in a way. And then we find that we start getting taken advantage of. And then we realize, oh, no, we need to really hold our own space and protect our own space. And so we love ourselves in a way and exclude others and protect ourselves, and which is good to a certain extent, but then we go too far. And he says the next stage is to actually open to universal love so that you are not focused on protecting yourself. You're actually loving yourself and being love and encompassing love with everyone. And that's the full open state. And a lot of people are scared to go there because they fear, again, that they'll be taken advantage of. So the interesting thing is when it comes to loving relationships, I really have come to believe that the essence of love, that frequency and energy, it's really, you could say, it's two frequencies resonating at the same frequency. It's two things, two hearts, you could say, resonating at the same frequency, obviously, right? So that energy of resonance between two things is, I think, I really believe, is the core of it, is the essence of universal love. There's a lot of stuff around personal relationships that may modulate it a little bit, you know, and a lot of fear, and then fear of loss, and then all the stuff, all the stories around personal relationships, you know. But if you peel away the people, the essence of that love is universal love. And I'll show you why I really think that. Okay. Think about the last time or the greatest time you fell in love, or the last time, anytime you fell in love. Think about when you fell in love, any situation, anytime. Now, go back and go into that energy of when you fell in love. Again, feel it completely. Peel away the person. Don't go to the story. Just peel away the person. Feel the energy of that love. The energy of that love is the most incredible peace. It's like you don't need to eat or sleep ever again. You know how it is when you fall in love. Don't need to eat or sleep again. It's just this feeling, and it expands. It's interesting because it expands out to everybody you talk to. It's like when you fall in love, it's like everywhere you go, there's this big bubble of love, and it's like you can't do wrong. You know, everything, it's like your health falls into alignment. All your skin clears up, you know. It's like, it's just unbelievable, and it's so expansive. It's so sweet in your body, it's warm, it's just the best feeling ever, right? That's exactly the same feeling when you're resonating universal love. There's a little tiny difference of universal love seems to be opening. Somehow it's a tiny bit different, but the essence of it is still really just the same. So by going into this feeling of love. You know, it's like I remember whenever I would fall in love, I would think, God, you know, this is the way I should be all the time. It's the way I should be all the time. And just like sweet to everybody, you know, totally compassionate, complete, and infinite capacity to handle challenges and conflict. Infinite capacity. And in fact, they often don't even have challenges and conflicts because you're resonating such a vibration that it just gets transformed before it even gets 10 feet close to you. You know? It's amazing, right? Well, that energy is the essence of universal love. And so the point is, you can be in love all the time. If you can go back and feel that energy like we did just now, you can actually feel that energy all the time. It's not like I've got it down, no. But you can. We just proved it, because you could go feel that energy. Imagine. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, even if you don't, if you're not in a relationship and you just felt that energy, you just did it. You didn't need a person. We don't need people. Hugs are nice, though. It's like universal love doesn't necessarily give you a physical hug, you know, or sex for that matter. But you, the feeling of universal love is even, you know, it actually is like you're getting a hug, you know, and it's better than sex anyway. So that energy you can access on your own. It's just know you can, and there's different ways different people do it. You know, you can bring it into your heart. You can. My psychic said, you bring it, this one I worked with years ago, she said, it comes in through the thymus, just below your throat. So it comes into the endocrine gland of the thymus and then goes into your heart. And you can run energy, you can run love energy that way. I'll do it now. Yeah. I can feel it. Another way to do it, as Don says, is just be love. We are love. Every cell in our being is love. We are love. It's the essence of who we are. Love is everywhere. We're in the ocean. We're fish swimming in an ocean of love. It's just tuning to that frequency, tuning to that energy. So that's another way, just to realize and feel it. Now, if you haven't ever done this before, it's just a matter of practicing. You know, as they say, it's hard to lead a horse. You can lead a horse to water, but they can't drink. However, the more often you lead the horse to water, the more chances it's going to drink. So if you keep practicing and trying to run this energy of universal love, it will open up at one point. I didn't used to be able to do it. And then about 10 years ago, I started running energy through my thymus, and I was able to just feel this flow of energy. And at first it came a bit by bit, and then after I went to Egypt, it opened up really big time. And then now it's like I can run it all the time, you know, run universal love. And a lot of people, I've come across, more and more, too, are able to run that energy and feel and be universal love all the time. So let's do it now. Just feel this energy of love, that you are love, and be this energy of love. Actually, while you're doing this, let's play Water of Life. That's the essence of bringing love into you. It's like a flowing water of love coming into you that you are. And that's the essence of this song. This is Water of Life, is about bringing unconditional love into your heart. So continue being love as you listen to this. You know, that's the interesting thing about love, is it makes you still. It brings you to a state of peace. So look at, what does that in music? Well, just like that final note there, that final note ends on the home note of the song, the key of the song. And it ends on that note really high. You can also end really low at a lower octave or a higher octave. It doesn't matter. But as long as it ends on the home note, the song will leave you in that state of peace. And it's like love is just a frequency on the home note that is consistently humming all the time. It could be an overall tonality, like a certain type of instrument, which would be multiple frequencies, but still the home note. It's also, it's interesting when you look at love from the perspective of oneness. You know, everybody that's had near-death experiences says, oh, or just about, they say, I went to a place of oneness. And there was indescribable love there. And it was so amazing. And I think, oh, it's interesting, because oneness I think of as all frequencies. And love I think of as one ray, one, it's like one color of the rainbow of all frequencies. So, but it's a flowing frequency that's like music. It is flowing. It's consistent. It's moving. It's alive. It's not just a stagnant frequency. It is moving, and it creates this flow in you of consistency. It's like this flowing energy. So it's interesting. It's amazing that, you know, and the main thing, it's like if when we represent love, we always sing vowels. We never go, eh, that's love. No. Everybody always makes a vowel sound when they make the sound of love. And vowels are consistent notes. So the vowels represent love more than anything. Now, tonality, love is always represented by warm sounds. You don't go, I love you, I love you. It's more, I love you. Very warm sounds, which are called even harmonic sounds. Yeah. Now, one other thing I want to share with you that's really great for, since we just had Valentine's Day, and that is how to deal with conflicts in relationships. I mentioned this a couple of times, but, you know, if you make the sound of how you're feeling, you can't be blaming while doing it. You know, so it's like, it might be like this. You're in a conflict and you go, oh, this is how I'm feeling, honey. You know, I'm just like had, just broke up with my girlfriend last week, right? We broke up. And that's, this is how I feel. And then it's really hard for the other person not to feel empathy and compassion for that. And then the other person does it, right? So you can't, again, you can't be blaming. You can't take it personally when someone's going, ah, right? And then you do it together. You make this that sound of how you're feeling together. And one of three things happens. You either start laughing, or you start crying, or you start hugging, or you just go to stillness. Regardless, you end up on the same side, on the same page, on the same side. Because normally in a conflict, you're on opposite sides. And the whole trick is to get you back to the same side so you're working together to solve an issue instead of against each other. I just saw a really cool video of Lynn McTaggart talking about The Bond, her new book, The Bond. Oh my God, it's incredible. It's like about how in our society it's all about competition. Our schools are about competition, our economy, our jobs, our careers, It's you know, relationships are about competition. Our language is about competition. And then when you drop that and you're on the same side, everything works better. There's more creativity that happens. They've proven this based on research. More creativity, of course, more love, and more capacity to resolve issues. So that's a very cool one. And then one final one that's really cool. Two things, actually. For resolving conflicts, if you simply set a time to resolve the conflict, and then you light candles, you maybe play crystal bowls or put on music and get in the zone. Do some meditation first, then sit cross-legged in front of each other and simply say how you feel. Even if you don't say it perfectly, when you're in this calm space, it's much easier to hear anything of what the other person's feelings and needs are about. Very cool. But then, once you get on the same page and you're back into making sound together in a couple, of course, if you haven't done this, toning on the body, you know, toning on the heart is amazing. Toning on the throat, on the other person's throat, toning in each other's mouth is the coolest thing in the world. When you're kissing, start toning in each other's mouth, and you'll find the resonant frequency of the other person's mouth, and it's just this weird, bizarre thing happens. Oh, my God, it's hard to keep from cracking up, right? This is when you're getting along, right? Or I guess if you're having a conflict, you could tone, if you can get to toning in each other's mouth, that would be really cool. You know, that will resolve it right away, right? And then you can tone on other parts of the body, of course. We go no further. I go no further. I want to say no more. You get the idea. It's really amazing. Toning on every chakra, right? And then also hugging in a relationship and toning each chakra together. So you tone the root chakra together. You tone the second chakra and then go all the way up to the crown. It's very cool to be, you know, in an embrace while toning chakras together. Very cool, because then you're connecting at each chakra. Okay. So these are some fun things for post-Valentine's Day. But again, you know, the ultimate, you know, it's a lot of people say, in the end, we're all alone, connected to everybody and everything in the universe. In the end, we're all alone, connected to everybody and everything in the universe. And that's where the true essence of love is the most powerful. When we all return to that place where it's indescribable. So just hang out there the rest of the weekend. Hang out there the rest of the week. Hang out there for the rest of your life. Wow. Just imagine hanging out there for lifetimes to come. Indescribable love. Thanks for listening and take care.